Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Kevin and Cher.
Hi.
Just so glad each and every one of you are here. We love the Lord. We love Jesus, and we want to share His Word with you. We want to just share life with you, and we're hoping that each and one of we're hoping that each and every one of
everyone
are having a blessed day, are awake
and can talk straight. I just love that we can reach out to you guys and help make things a little more simple and how to practically apply the Bible in your everyday walk and walk even in the supernatural and still be very relatable. You know, we have all these things and access to so many different ways to hear from the Lord. And, you know, we're going to talk about that some more today.
Yeah, I mean, I just want people to fully understand, and we say it all the time, but it's so true, Cher, how much God loves you.
Yes.
That He wants you to walk in victory and confidence and, you know, that we need to live from heaven's perspective.
That's
here
right.
In the world. Not from the world's perspective. The world's perspective is lame.
It is.
It's messed
Nobody
up.
Nobody wants to be there.
We are changing our perspective to match heaven's perspective.
That's
here
right.
At Turn the Light On. And we hope you'll join us as we continue to grow in that and
yes.
To see God move in miraculous ways all over our county.
Yes.
It's been powerful. So, Cher, we've hit it pretty good. Our topic has been hearing God every day in every way.
Yes.
And I think that this has just been such an amazing just declaration of how to hear the voice of God.
It's reminding me things, you know. It's stirring in me again to just pay more attention and,
well,
you know.
We find ourselves not paying attention.
Getting
to
in
it
that
as
rut.
Much. You
get in a
get
rut.
Busy.
Yeah,
life
get
gets
busy.
In the way. And it's like, oh, yeah, God, I love you. I'm with you. I'm hanging out. But then he's like, well, I've been talking to you all day.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Like, you haven't answered
he's
me.
He's like,
so,
oh, hello. Glad you could make it.
But,
Let's go over
that way. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, I think we could go over the scripture this week. It's John 6:63. It's
nice.
The Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
That's
God is
great.
Speaking to us and they bring us life. They're through the Holy Spirit, so that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about it for, you know, weeks now, and that is that we were all created to hear God's voice.
That's right. We're all made to be able to hear the voice of our Father. That is so important. So important.
You know, God speaks to us in many different ways, and we've been talking about a lot of them.
Yes, and there's still more. And we could probably just keep going forever on this. I mean
He may actually make a new way for us to hear His voice just so He can have us figure it out and put it on the program.
We haven't said radio yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
God speaks through radio.
He does.
That's amazing.
But, you know, we want to help teach you guys, and that's what we're here. That's what we're all about. And so I guess quickly we could talk. Yesterday, we hope that you had a great 4th of July, by the way.
Yeah, 4th was awesome.
It
we had
really
a big picnic
was.
At
Did
the
you?
Church.
Yeah, so much
was
to
incredible.
Celebrate.
We
yeah,
had a
it's
great
been
time.
Wild. It's been wild.
Watermelon eating contest.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, just funny. Tons of desserts.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
so
it's just good to be with family and be with church. And I would just say, hey, you know what? We want to take a moment. And if you don't have a home church out there, I want to invite you out to Lighthouse Christian Church. We are building a family of believers here at our church, and we'd love to have you join us. So we're there every Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. Come out.
Yeah.
Come be a part of what God's doing here on Merritt Island. So it's an exciting thing.
Great church. Great church. Love you guys.
So last program,
Cher.
Yeah, last program we were talking about angels.
Yes, and, so good.
Yeah,
I mean, we barely touched on it, but I got to tell my one angel story.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a whole list there, you know, but we want to remind
ministries you. Ministries are afraid to talk about this stuff.
I think so too, and you know, there has been people that have abused it, and you know, we know
we'll
that,
agree
but
with all that.
We understand that, but you know, angels were brought here. They are God's army. They're here, and we touch some of the ways that they help us. They bring protection. They can bring guidance.
Yeah, instruction.
Yeah, they're messengers. You know, they come with instruction and
things.
They confirm things. And you
know
and that's just
trying
the
to confirm His
tiny
word.
Surface that we're talking about. There are so many angels in the Bible that God talks about. But that was a really good topic, and I'm ready to jump into this next one.
Oh, we've got a lot of crazy topics here. Let's talk today, though, in just how God speaks through creation.
Yes.
Through creation, through your surroundings.
Right. It's the signs that make you wonder.
Signs that make you wonder. We are not paying a close enough attention in our lives, Cher.
Yeah.
I'm not. No. I know God has tried to get through to me so many different ways. And, you know, things like you just see a sign. Me and my wife went away for our anniversary, and we were like, let's try to preach a sermon off different things that we just see with our eyes, you know.
Oh, that's interesting.
We would just hear it, and it would say, you know, walk this way.
Right.
And it was a sign, and we were like, so she'd start preaching a little mini sermon on, all right, well, we're going to walk this way with the Lord, and we're going to go here, and
fun.
God is calling us to walk in a way that is holy and upright. And then I would jump in and go, yes, that's right. The way, Jesus is the way. So we got to walk in the way he's going.
And, right.
But it was just simple,
paying
just
attention.
Practicing, you know, his presence with our surroundings around us.
And right. No,
we had a blast
so
doing
good.
It. It was so fun.
Yeah, I don't think I've told the story where, I mean, there was a whole season where everywhere I went, I kept seeing I saw feathers everywhere. And I was in a ballroom one time, Kevin, prophesying over this woman, like in a hotel, in a ballroom, and people started yelling, look, 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 look. I was in the middle of prophesying, and I looked up, and this feather, I didn't even have to step. I just put my hand out, and it landed in my hand.
Wow.
Yeah, and then after that, I would be waking up in the middle of the night to go intercede and pray, and I would get up off the ground, and there would be a feather underneath where I was praying. I mean, just, you know, I'm not talking about the feathers from your pillows off your couch.
Right,
This was definitely, like, in very odd places. So
Wasn't a random pigeon just hanging out
was
up
it
in
like
the rafters?
A cat got a hold of this animal outside? So I want to talk about this because at first you're like, oh, okay, all right, Kevin and Cher, this is where I peace out. But we're going to show you, I found so many scriptures in the Bible that talk about this. I was blown away.
Yeah.
So let's jump into it.
And that is that through creation and your surroundings, we are seeing signs that make you wonder. One of them would be like, the writing on the wall. Never heard anybody share just a, the writing's on the wall. It's coming down. Everything's going. Well, that is actually in the Bible. The writing is on the wall.
It is. It's in Daniel 5:5, and it was during the feast, right?
Belshazzar's feast.
Oh, is that how they announced him, probably?
I don't know, man.
It says, in the same hour, the fingers of a man's hand appeared and wrote opposite the lampstand of the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote.
Oh, my.
And that's where I stopped.
But he saw the hand.
Yes.
You know, or so
can you imagine?
It says the hand of a man. So we can't necessarily go, well, that was God's hand. It could have been an angel's hand. It could have been any number of hands, but it wrote on the wall.
I mean, it's
pretty obvious that the writing was on the wall at that point.
The king was freaking out, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Was that your little joke there? I missed it.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I wasn't paying enough attention to my surroundings.
That's all right.
Yeah. So can you imagine a hand comes do-do-do-do-do, feasting.
You're in church on Sunday, and next thing you know, a hand comes and appears and writes something on the video screen on the main sanctuary wall.
Well, that wasn't a good message, so we pray that if that happens, it's a giant heart or it's a drawing of a dove or something.
In all honesty, think about that, Cher.
That is wild.
Your surroundings being manipulated and being used by the heavenly realms to bring a message.
That's right.
The voice of God came to that king.
That's right.
Through a writing from a hand on the wall.
That would freak you out.
Yeah,
it really would.
I'd be like, wow, that's crazy.
So what about this one in Ezekiel? It was about the water. So it said, Ezekiel 43:2 says, and behold, the glory of God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory.
So any of you guys, like, I've been to Victoria Falls in Africa. I do a lot of missions work, and I go to different places. And I stood at the, you know, sideline of these waterfalls, and it's loud, Cher. I mean, to tell you, like, you have to talk and yell to each other. It's like, you know, just this, and it's this rumble, and you know, it sounds of water can be very powerful and strong, and that's what it sounds like in this particular scripture.
Yeah,
it
was
like
analogy.
A noise of many waters. So when the glory of God came to Israel, and it sounded, it was so loud, it was so powerful.
Right. Yeah, that's such a good analogy to say it that way. I didn't think of it that way, but yeah, waterfall. Yeah. So what about can we do another one? Exodus 19:9. This is the cloud. So it said, the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will come to you in a thick cloud, so that the people may hear when I speak with you and may also believe in you forever." Then Moses told the words of the people to the Lord. He came in the form of a cloud.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The cloud, I believe, was like a veil for his glory.
Yes.
In many ways, because you can't see God and live in a sinful state, but God wanted them to hear his voice.
Right.
But this cloud came. You ever see like movies like Independence Day where the alien ship's like buried behind this cloud and it's just
gloom.
The clouds are rolling forward and they're coming in. And I believe it was just like that with the Lord, that the natural surroundings were filling in the gaps for the presence of God. I've also seen God speak to me through different shapes. You ever just seen shapes and
like
stuff
in
clouds?
Yeah.
And just stopped and looked?
I mean, I need to start paying more attention to the clouds, but I have seen a cloud form inside a church over the top of people in the middle of a sermon one time. And that particular thing. And if you guys haven't figured out yet, God speaks to me a lot through seeing. I see a lot of things and, oh my gosh, that one was one for the books. I will never forget that. That was crazy. But yeah, it formed over the top. It just started forming and it got thicker and thicker. And I kept thinking, is there a fire? No one else is paying attention. No one else is even looking. And it took up, I would say, like 10 rows back and you know, the whole section. And that entire section at the end of the message stood up and asked for repentance. It was wild.
Wow.
That whole section of where I saw God just resting on his people was really cool.
You know, I think sometimes you hear stories about people when they've really been seeking God and they'll go to the beach or they'll go somewhere and the clouds will be there and the sunrise comes up. And I've had God paint some of the most amazing pictures in the clouds and just the most beautiful scenes that you've ever seen. And you're just looking at it and you're
going, it's his creation.
God, you are so amazing. Your handiwork, your creation is just displaying your glory right now with colors and just shapes. And the light is beaming out of the clouds a certain way.
It is so amazing. It is amazing.
I've just seen so many different moments.
You know, even when you see a rainbow or like a rainbow ring around the sun, that's always crazy, you know. But it's God. It's God's creation. He's very creative. And so we have to understand that we were made to be creative. And the way he speaks to us is going to be creative. You know, all of these things are just reminders of that.
What about animals? I think there's actually a spot in the Bible where God even used an animal.
Yeah, it's in Numbers. It's in Numbers. It's Numbers 22.
This is so funny. I love this story.
It is. It's Numbers 22 and 21. It says, verse 28. It said, it is written, the Lord gave the donkey the ability to speak. And what have I done to you that deserves you beating me three times? He asked Balaam. So he was mad that the owner was beating him and the donkey spoke to him.
Wow, man.
And it was God trying to get this guy's attention,
obviously. Right.
But we can't read the whole. It's a really long chapter. But I encourage you guys, go back and read Numbers 22. Right around 21 through 39, it is really wild when you really think, can you, like, I mean, some people probably think their dogs already talk to them.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. No, there's no doubt in my mind. They're like family. They're
Fifi
close.
And,
you
know, but yeah. this was like a voice talking to them. Can you? I got his attention.
I mean, I've heard stories where demons have spoken through animals as well, you know, so, you know what I mean? Like, I've heard a story by an old pastor of mine went to Haiti, and he said that a dog laughed like a human being outside of his window night long, keeping him awake. So spiritual beings and even God himself are being, you know, found in creation and in animal kind and so forth. And it's biblical. It's right there. A donkey was given the ability to speak by God. So
guess what,
guys? If you don't get it together, God may actually, you know, have your goldfish.
You better listen.
Correct you.
Your goldfish? I don't know if that's very intimidating.
Be like, I'm sorry, what was that? Come to the top. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean, these are really out there. These are out there ways. But it is really... It's really fun when you take the Bible and you apply it and you think about what that would be like in the now. It blows your mind. And anybody that says the Bible is boring, they're not reading it the right way.
Exactly.
Because when you really start thinking about these stories and you really apply them, you know, in our day-to-day lives, you're like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. Like this guy, a donkey talked to him, or there was writing on the wall. And it's just really fun. You know, we know Jesus transfigured on the Mount.
Oof, yeah.
The
mountain. I mean, there was, God, you know, spoke through the still small voice, but there was wind and thunder and different situations.
Yeah,
and
his face shone
and
like
Jesus
the sun.
was transfigured in Matthew 17:4. He says, now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother. He led them up on a high mountain by themselves. Mm-hmm. He was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun. Mm. Okay, so now we're shining like the sun, mm-hmm. and his clothes became as white as the light. Mm-hmm. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with
Whoa,
him.
Whoa, there's another one. You know, they just appeared.
Hey, what's up,
hey,
guys?
And
Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
Wow. I mean, not that just walking with Jesus was amazing, but the fact that he transfigured, he changed right before their eyes. And then they saw, you know, Moses and Elijah, like these are the things we're talking about that are just, wow, you know, really amazing.
Yeah. Look at weather.
Oh,
God speaks through weather sometimes.
He definitely speaks through weather. I mean, there's so many things we've already talked about, you know, thundering sounds, but... You know, what about when Samuel, it said that the Lord thundered from heaven and the Most High uttered his voice. And 2 Samuel talks about that, like a thunder from heaven. And then you hear your voice. I mean, that is like, that'll get your attention.
And then out of storms in Job 38:1, it says, then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm.
That has such a like double analogy too, you know.
It does.
I love when the Bible has like more than... I mean, I think it's got more than 2 meanings, but, you know, it has a double meaning where it's like, you know, the Lord spoke out of the storm, but he speaks to us when we're in our storms, you know.
I mean, I think we're stretching it, you know, and just really just trying to get you to see the idea that creation and your surroundings are being used by God in many different ways.
It really is really cool, you know. To think about that God is the creator and he can speak to us any way that he pleases with anything that he created, basically like anything that he wants to do.
I think, Cher, what it really boils down to is that God is trying to get our attention, everybody.
He is.
And he's using so many different ways to try to do that. You know, we've been talking about them and these are all pretty unique. These are out there ways, you know, hands coming in and riding on walls and donkeys talking and, you know, God is speaking. And if
you listen,
his voice is very clear.
It is. And he's really wanting to have a communication with us and wanting us to, I believe, expand what we have currently, what we do currently, how we hear him, and help us even even more, like in a deeper level, in a deeper way, so that we can see him in everything.
Yeah. You know, when I think about creation, I'm a surfer, you know, and your husband's a surfer.
Oh, yeah.
We grew up surfing, and, you know, God speaks to me a lot of times when I'm out in the water, when I'm in the nature. A lot of people will say God speaks to them when they're in the mountains, when they're on the trails, mm-hmm. when they're in the ocean, when they're under the ocean.
Right.
I've heard a lot of people say they've had God speak to them while they're diving and different things. And I think that our surroundings can actually be a place where we can find moments where God is speaking to us.
Right.
Because we're not being still. We're not out
right.
there. So a lot of times I think God can hit pause on our lives and catch our eyes or
yes.
catch us with a beautiful sunset and then whisper something to us.
That's so true. He's like, get their attention, you know, let us pay attention to what, you know, gosh, being out on the water on a surfboard, I'm sure it just clears your head.
It does. But I mean, people go out in boats, they're...
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
doing different things. What's like, I know you like to run. I mean,
yes.
what about,
yeah.
how do your surroundings
for sure. I mean,
speak
I,
to you in
different,
those
different seasons? I hear the Lord a lot and see things when I'm worshiping. There's something about worshiping, but my focus is on loving the Lord.
Right.
So
right.
that is so important if we're just doing busy things all the time, you know. But another one's definitely running. Yeah, for sure. I hear God. I have visions when I run. I just get into autopilot mode, and you're out walking the dog. I mean, I think it's really just checking in, you know?
Sure.
You gotta be checked in, and God is waiting for us to check in with him, to look around, to ask him, to talk to him. So
signs are everywhere, guys. So look at your surroundings, look at where you're at, look at all of creation and know that God is speaking to you through it, and try to ask him to show you how that works in your life.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
See you in a minute.
Turn the light on. All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Turn the Light On. It's Kevin and Cher.
Yes, we're back.
We've been talking today about hearing God every day in every way, and we have been talking about creation and your surroundings and the way that God speaks to you through that. And we've pulled some crazy scriptures.
It was a fun day, though. It's so fun to
fingers
read these things.
Pointing right. on walls,
thunder, water,
donkeys talking to
doves.
People. And yeah, it's been a crazier show, but we love it. We just like to talk about the Bible and all the interesting ways that God is speaking to us.
Yes.
So what do we want to encourage you guys out there to do today? And that is this. You know, don't limit how God can speak to you.
That's right.
Don't limit him. He will use your surroundings. He'll use all of creation. Set yourself apart. Find yourself a place to get in nature, to be in a place where God can speak. Be aware of what's happening around you. Let the signs of life begin to talk to you.
Yeah, stay checked in is what I call it, you know.
That's so good.
Stay like in the now and the awareness of God, and that, you know, what are you trying to show me when you walk in a room? Look around, look different.
Cher, that is such a good word, awareness.
Awareness.
We've got to be aware that God is trying to speak to us each and every day. But you know what? We've got to ask him to speak to us, and we got to ask him to reveal to us.
That's right. And then
how?
And you should be in agreement with it. If you're not believing or you're not in agreement that he wants to speak to you, then that's the first place we've got to go back to, and we've got to start. Because if you become aware, you ask the Lord, then you are saying, I believe you want to speak to me in a new way.
Yeah, that is amazing. I think each and every one of you should be challenged today.
Yes.
Challenged to begin to be observant of God's voice
right.
in your surroundings,
right.
okay? At your workplace, while you're driving,
wait,
on the street signs.
At work? I don't know.
People around you. I've had
right.
God speak to me through something that I've overheard somebody else talking about, and I've
it
heard God speak
to
me through something, a song on the radio.
Oh, songs.
Oh, we didn't even
I know.
Talk about
we didn't
that,
talk about
but that's our surroundings. When we are in our car and we're worshiping.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Yes. It's so, oh yeah, songs.
He speaks to me all the time
through
songs.
Or an old song that you haven't sung in a really long time and it gets stuck in your head and then you listen to the words that you're saying and you're like, wow, like it's mind-blowing.
So powerful.
It is.
Well,
it's
Cher,
so fun.
I would like for you to pray us out today.
Let's pray.
And just pray that people, you know, discover these moments.
Yes, let's pray. You guys ready for this? So I just thank you, Father, for everyone listening. And I thank you, God, that you do want to speak to them in new ways. And we just want to right now activate that ability to see, to hear, to the awareness that they need. That, God, you know, forgive any of us if we've created any limitations on how you've been wanting to speak to us. And, God, we so desperately need to hear you in this time that we're living in. And we want clarity and we want understanding and we want revelation and we want all these things. And I just thank you, God, that your word says that your sheep hear your voice. And we thank you, God, that we can stand on the word that this is your desires, and anything that we desire that we ask according to your word, it says that you'll give it to us. And so we thank you, Father, that you are just activating in everyone a new, deeper understanding of hearing you.
Yeah, we're just so grateful that you are speaking to us, God. And
yes.
We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, guys, we're so glad to be with you. This is Turn the Light On with Kevin and Cher. God bless you guys. Have a great day.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marinellon, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.